Good evening. This is the 1st of November, 2018, and this is the Natural Healing Call. And tonight, Harold Cohen is going to give us a presentation. We want to give a disclaimer. This is not prescriptive. It's not diagnosing anything. It's just that he has found things that work for him, and he's trying to share some information. NLA doesn't condone this or not condone it. It's just out there. So with that, I'll turn it over to Harold in my little way here, and it's all yours, sir.
Sure. Good evening, everybody. First, I want to cover just a little bit from last week with the Rife technology. I had a friend of mine I've been working with online and got him introduced to Rife technology. I was building things, told him what I did, and he's an expert in laser technology. So I got him so interested in it that he closed down his company on laser technology. He's now only specializing in Rife frequency technology. He's actually produced a system. I sent it to Jan, the information, but I'll give it right now. He's actually made a Rife plasma tube type system that can connect to your computer using a FREC-16 program to control it, and you can use it for treating different diseases and illnesses. And the price, as opposed to what you have on the market now, you look like a GP4000, I believe it is, like $2,000 and more, and you have manufacturers going insane, going at $4,000. They're taking advantage of people. Well, he's produced a full-blown Rife system for only $159. Knowing him, he's probably going close to cost. That's why, and I'm going to give everybody the website. You can look at it. It's called earthglows.com. That's E-A-R, as in Richard, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, G as in George, L as in Lady, O, W, S as in Stanley, .com. You can go to that website, and you'll see the equipment there. It's very compact, and I have a system from before from him. I was helping with the design of that, and he sent me something I have over here. This is very similar to it. It's actually more advanced. It goes way beyond Rife frequencies. All right? That does it with the Rife. Now we're going on the topic of nutrition response testing. I did previously give to Jan, for him to upload. There's a booklet called Summary of the Theory and Purpose of Dr. Ulam's, U-L-A-M, yes, Nutrition Response Testing, by Freddie Ulam. He's a chiropractor. However, he claims that he developed it, but I researched it and I found originally it was developed by Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, a medical doctor and he also has a PhD. Klinger calls it autonomic response testing assessment techniques. You mentioned diagnosing. Basically, you can think of this as a screening technique, which I'm going to get into in a little while. However, there's definitions you have to know first, though. The first thing you should know is I'm going to cover autonomic nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, and parasympathetic nervous system. Let's get into that. The autonomic nervous system is a control system that acts largely unconsciously and regulates bodily functions, such as the heart rate, digestion, respiratory rate, pupillary response, urination, sexual arousal, etc. And let me get to the other. My notes here. While the sympathetic nervous system is often considered a fight or flight system, basically drives your adrenal glands when you have certain situations. Then you have a parasympathetic nervous system, is often considered a rest and digest or feed and breathe system, especially for relaxing. Okay, those three terms, then we get into, first I'm going to get into some basics. You need two people to be able to do this. It's a screening technique. They call it, Dr. Ulan calls it a nutrition response testing, but it's really much more than that. You can also test for allergies for certain things, even without a blood test.
Hold on a second. Let me just get the perception here.
Nutrition responding is based in a field called kinesiology. Kinesiology deals with the physiological workings of the nerves and muscles in the body. The nerves in everyone's body is like an electric circuit throughout the whole body. And the nerves go to the muscles, and you have a response that goes to closing your fingers. Your brain sends a signal down to your nervous system, to your hand, to close your hand, okay? It's a kinesiology, using a subset of it, in which is only narrowing it down to test if you have any weakness, not in your muscles, but to find out if you're missing any nutritional element, a nutrient. The way it's done is as follows. You have to have. If anybody's online right now, and you have a partner, or wife, a spouse, a friend, whatever, I suggest you could try this. Okay, have the person put out, that could be the left arm, the right arm, and put it out and hold it straight. Then you put your hand on before their hand on their wrist and push down. Does not have to be hard. And then what you do is the first test is to check, is to put your other hand on their belly button and press in. If that arm goes down, then that person you can easily be able to test, because it's meant, everybody, if you do that particular procedure, the arm should weaken uncontrollably. The way he works the system is that, I'll skip ahead. Let's say you want to check the thyroid gland, right? And let's say if it's weak for it needs iodine. So he put his, while he's putting pressure on the arm that's held out erect, it's important to know that that arm has to be locked, okay? You're not worrying about muscle strength here. What you're worrying about is that you can sense that the arm is getting weak and drops down when you check something. For example, if he puts his hand on someone's thyroid gland on their neck, not squeezing it, just putting it gently, put his hand covering the whole thyroid gland. And if he then is exerting pressure on someone's arm that's horizontal, and there's a weakness in that thyroid, the arm would go down. It would actually weaken, not because of tiredness. As far as nutrition and is concerned, if they're not standing, let's say they're laying down, you could do it too. It's probably even better. And the person has their arm up in the air, right? You're putting pressure on that arm by the wrist. And if you put then, at that point, put iodine, for example, a small bottle of iodine on their throat. And if they need iodine, the arm would not weaken. That's what they have found. This has been worked on for... I would say like over 30 years. It wasn't by Dr. Ulan, it was the other one, Dietrich Klinthardt. So what Dr. Ulan does, he using the same technique, he starts on the top of the head for the brain. He goes down the body, and he gets to any part of the body, and the arm weakens, he knows that body part has a problem. That's how the system works. And I gave it in a nutshell. It's too bad that, I don't know if anybody checked, but I did upload the entire summary of the theory and purpose of Dr. Ulan's nutrition response testing. Now, then you're talking about allergies. They have like kits, let's say for different allergens, and if you put anywhere near the person's body any of the allergens and the arm weakens and goes down, then that person is allergic to that. And actually my wife had his testing and also had allergy tests, and they corresponded to the results of this system without any blood test even. Okay. At this At this point, short point, I'm going to open it up to any discussion or questions. But people should look online for the nutrition response testing upload I gave Jan, if you uploaded it. Okay?
Okay, anybody can talk. I don't have anybody muted. So if you have any questions, now's a good time. Doesn't sound like it, so go ahead, Harold.
Doesn't sound like it. All right. Let's see now. Which site is that? You can look up online, Nutrition Systems, Inc. Actually, I paid for what I uploaded. It's basically the basics of a course which I took, which was on DVD, but this covers it in summary. It's too bad that I've asked Jan before to let the people get a hold of the stuff and download it first before I give a presentation on something so they could be, you know, in sync with me and know what I'm talking about. Because you have pictures in this booklet. It's not a thin booklet, it's a thick booklet. That shows you pictures of the procedures, what to do. So me just speaking it and saying words, here, you want to check somebody's, let's say their heart. You put your hand over the heart, and you press down on their arm by the wrist, and if it weakens and goes down, there's a heart problem. That's the basis of this technique. That's what they found. The autonomic nervous system responds to certain areas that you touch and due to electric field. That's what's based on the electric field of the body and yours and you pressing down and touching the specific area. If there's a weakness, the arm goes down and weakens. Any questions at this point? Can anybody go up there now and see if, or I could do it if I have to, see if it was ever uploaded anything for nutrition response testing, which I gave, I think it was 3 weeks ago. I gave it a chance to upload all this information.
Do you know where he was going to upload it?
Well, if you go to the where you go down the tab, where you go down to the tab on the left, where it says for weekly, what do you call it? I don't know, in front of me right now. When you get to your natural healing group, you go down there. I don't remember in front. I have to put a computer on to see it. Hold on. Let me go.
No, it would be on the natural healing page. And I
the natural healing page. Yeah, but there's a tab before you get before that to get into the natural healing page.
All right. It's the members. It's under the members tab. And then
okay,
natural.
It's under the members tab. Okay, as long as everybody knows how to get there. If you go under that tab, you're supposed to also have the things that were supposed to be uploaded to cover the discussion.
Yeah, there are the Rife's history, the Rife machine under $99, the Pref.
Yeah. And then this other thing, I gave you the website. I gave the website from a friend of mine who's developed a true Rife machine. A true Rife machine, not to have regular frequencies generated, but he also imposed a modulated frequency of 3.3 megahertz combined with the regular frequency they're using for a specific purpose. He actually did that for $159, and that sucks to earthglows.com.
Yes, I just ran across that about 5 minutes ago.
You did? You saw it?
Yeah, I just ran across it about 5 minutes ago. That's why I'm late on the call.
Oh, I see. That's why you're late on the call? I see. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to look at this now. Did he put the nutrition response testing? Anything was uploaded?
No, I haven't got that up.
Oh, boy. All right. People should go when it's uploaded up there. Nutrition response testing. I gave the entire manual I uploaded from a course I took. that gives you with pictures. It shows you step by step what to do. It gets into, all right, let me get into another area. There's another area. Let me, hold on. In that same booklet, whatever, instruction manual, it covers a section on stressors, S-T-R-E-S-S-O-R-S, of the body. The first one is foods, because people develop allergies to certain foods, and it affects the body in different ways, different people. It gets into... This is beyond the intolerance stage. It's actually going to prevent an organ or system from repairing. And major food intolerances that we're dealing with are the grains, dairy, and sugar. And he gets into, let me get to the next section. He says, it's amazing how many people are intolerant to corn these days. Why are they so intolerant to corn? Corn products are used in almost everything. You know, people who are taking tons of vitamin C for various reasons, they think it's vitamin C, but it's actually ascorbic acid. It's all made from corn syrup and corn derivatives. Corn products are in practically everything that's processed. People are getting it all the time. The body needs a little time to clear things, and if it can't clear them completely, it starts developing antibodies against some of these things, and then you get the major intolerances developing. That covers, that's one section on that to be aware of. He gets into that. Let's see, the second thing. Next thing he gets into is, Dr. Ulan gets into heavy metal toxicity. When I discovered a link to heavy metals and health, I'm not the first one, he says, to discover it. When I started looking at it back in the 1980s, they didn't have solutions. I gave up on it because there's no way of fixing people. But I discovered... mid-90s, there's been some major breakthroughs that actually made it possible to handle these things. Actually got rid of the detoxed himself. He's gonna, there's different things you could take, like selenium, for example. I guess it could help with detoxing, and there's other methods as well. There's a third one. Next thing he gets into, the third thing, is chemicals. Thousands of chemicals constantly being introduced every year, and people are suffering from all kinds of chemical problems. He claims he did research to figure out how many types of categories there are, and they came up with 13 major categories of toxic chemicals that people are suffering from. He developed a test kit. He has a test kit on that, too. Test kit. Given ideas. Chlorine is a major chemical poison today. Yeah, even I know about that. You don't want to have, so in the they chlorinating water, it'd be good to have a water filter to filter out chlorine. People are drinking it, soaking themselves in it, they're swimming in it, they're doing all kinds of stuff in it. Acetates, dry cleaning fluid, food dyes, food colors, food preservatives, formaldehyde. New construction is loaded with formaldehyde, and they seal these places up so well that the inside of the house never gets exchanges with the outside house air. What else? Then he goes into immune system. Constantly overlooked as people are not responding well to anything else. I see all the time is that the immune system challenge. That they have an organ that's not working and somebody's trying to put the building blocks in. Wait a second here. So whatever, he doesn't have it in here, but you should have tested. You should be tested for immunoglobulin G. That'll test the immune system, how well you are fighting illnesses. It's also known as IgG. You can have a doctor give you that test, take a blood test, they bring it to the lab, And if you're low in it, then you're going to need to actually have perfusion injections, like every couple of weeks, to build up your immunoglobulin G in your body. So I think everybody should have that test done. What else? Anything else I could cover here? So he didn't upload it. Is there any questions at this point? Anybody? On nutrition response testing? Basically a screening technique. So someone puts an arm up, eat a rum, doesn't matter, and the test person doing the test just puts pressure, gentle pressure, on their wrist and touches different body parts. If the arm goes down, you know there's a problem in that area. And likewise, if the arm goes down and then you present a different substance for that body part, let's say for the heart, Q10, let's say, and the arm stays rigid and stays there, then you know they need Q10. That's the theory of this and technique. I'll leave it open for questions now. It's too bad that you can't get a hold of things. I'm saying in words, but you have to see in the pictures, really, that I gave to Jan. Please, anybody questions? Have any questions at this point?
Is that in the autonomic response testing video?
Autonomic response testing video? Yeah, they have a video. He sells it.
That's where the pictures are.
Yeah, but you have pictures in the booklet that I got a hold of.
Okay, I don't have any reference for the booklet.
I emailed it a few weeks ago. Who am I speaking to now? Who is this?
I don't know.
Hello?
I got. Yes.
Yeah. So I emailed it to Jan.
Yeah, you're talking to Jan.
Yeah.
What?
Talking
Jan?
To me.
Is this Jan?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave it a few weeks ago. I sent you a bunch of emails. I one of the things I also sent you was a nutrition response testing. Summary of the theory and purpose of Dr. Ulan's nutrition response testing. Do you want me I'll send it again? It'd be good if people got a hold of this beforehand, so they could look at it and I could go through it with them. They look at the pictures step by step. You know, this requires visual, and they're just going to hear words. And I think some people would be hard to conceptualize what they have to do.
I do not have anything that represents a booklet from you. I have about one page.
I sent an attachment to an email. All right, you know what? I'll send another one. I have another copy. I have it. I scanned it in. I'll send another copy as an attachment to you, okay? And then everybody could just download the thing to them and print it out, you know? Now, earlier, you weren't on at that time. I have a friend of mine who was formerly head of a company that dealt with laser technology. That's where he was working, even for doing some government work, even. And I got him very so interested in Rife frequencies and plasma tubes and all that stuff. And so he now dropped his business with laser technology and is going so all in to producing Rife plasma type devices that you can control with your computer. And if people look online, you'll see it's like $2,000 or more. Some are even $4,000. They're taking advantage of sick people, you know. So he's making it probably a little bit above cost. His price is only $159 for a full Rife machine. I'm talking about even with carrier, modulated carrier coming in at the same time of the frequency you choose. That's the way his machine works. And the website I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you were here, Earth Glows, one word, earthglows.com. And you see exactly selling. You see the systems over there, and you see the it has a plasma tube, and you see the frequency display on it. You connect that to your computer with a FRET 16 program, like I covered the other week, and then you could actually treat any condition.
Okay.
All right. So Jan, I'll send you I'll send it again.
I have the reference for the earth close. That came in at 7:45, about less than an hour ago.
What Vaughn came in?
The reference for earth close.
The reference to earth close?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That I sent you. I wanted to make sure you saw that. I left out his personal email because I never got permission to give out his email address for him, so I didn't do that. Well, actually, for you, I'll leave it out here. Wait a second. I'll make sure I took his name off, too. But, okay. But I think that if you look at that and other people look at that, actually speak to, what's her name again? Kim in Louisiana. I'm helping her, and I recommended that she go to basically to one who makes this machine, Earth Glows. She was ready to pay $2,000 for a machine, probably a GB4000. Well, this has more features than that, you know, for the money. Right, I'm open for any questions for anybody. Nobody has any questions?
Well, I have just a general type question, since I missed the first part. Did you talk about all
I can briefly go over the basic principle. The principle is that the body produces electric fields, and the autonomic system, nervous system, is affected. For example, one test is that you need two people. You have a tester and a person that's being examined, right? And you have a person has to put their arm out horizontally, or they can lay down to the same thing, but it's at the side, right? And they have to lock it in position. So when they press down on their wrist a bit, you know, don't have to put a lot of usual on the pressure of your body weight. I mean, it's not a testing for muscle testing. It's from muscle strength. It's a testing to see integrity. That if the arm is rigid and they can't push it down, good. Now, let's say one test is that if you take, let's say, your fist or your palm and push it on their belly button, you're going to find almost all people, that the arm will weaken by itself and feel that it has to drop down. That's the main one. If that doesn't work, then you could just touch the ear at the same time, any one of the ears, and you should have the same response. The opposite of that is, even though it's called nutrition response testing, it's more than that, because you can do nutrition testing, and you can also check for allergies. Let me explain. Let's say you're going to check if someone's allergic to something. I don't know. Let's have a bottle of bee pollen, right? If you put that next to them, right, on their body, let's say they're laying down, and you press their arm, the arm will weaken because they have a problem with that. That's for testing for allergies. But in most cases, Dr. Yulin uses it for nutrition response testing. So he could do is start it on the top of the head with one hand while he's holding pressure on the wrist while the erect, horizontally erect arm, you know, of the person being tested is on there. And as he goes, scans through the body with his other hand and goes down, let's say the thyroid glands, for example. And if he gets to the thyroid gland, then if there's a problem with the thyroid gland, if that's weak, then the arm will go down. Then later on, he could try, he could have a small bottle, let's say thyroxine, for example. If he puts that there and the arm doesn't go down, that means that a person needs thyroxine. If it still goes down the arm while putting pressure on the wrist, then he can check for iodine. I'm just giving you simple examples. That's how the system is based. Jan, do you understand what I mean? Or did I not clear to you?
Yeah, my question more general. There are a lot of ways to test. For example, some people use what they call the O-ring test, where they hold their thumb and first finger together and they put
the left hand. That's a test for the thumb and small finger together. That's for checking for regulation. Ability to autonomic service system is set up a down regulate. So you're putting the fingers together. That's called, so actually you're really talking about switching.
Well, you can call it that.
Regulates by putting the two fingers together.
You can also use it to diagnose with on a person that you're dealing with. And interlock your two fingers. There is another technique that if you're working with someone and you hold something, you want to know if it's good for them, if you just hold it in your hand and you start to lean forward or fall forward.
That's correct. You can put pills in your hand. You put pills. And it could be minerals, nutrients, vitamins, whatever.
Right.
And then you see if your hand went down before, when you went over, just after you went over a certain body part, you can put those pills or whatever, nutrients or whatever, in a little bottle or whatever, or actually in a hand. You can put it in their hand. Some things are dependent on what body part, to put something over that specific body part that you're talking about, could be the lungs or whatever. Yeah, I know what you mean. You can hold the pills, and the person will use a pill in the free hand, closes the hand and holds the pills, and then they put pressure on the over arm that's erect, horizontal, and if it doesn't weaken anymore, its strength, it stays out there, it's rigid, then you know that's what they need. When before the arm collapsed.
Right.
Yes, you have an idea, Jan.
Yeah. It's also usable by you working on someone else without them having to hold it and so on. You can diagnose them as well. A lot of chiropractors
you need two people
on their patients.
Absolutely, you need two people. You can't do it yourself, unfortunately. Right. There's no questions around anybody? I was hoping that the people have had this was uploaded. All right. I'll give it to you again. If they did that, then I can go over through picture by picture and get through each thing. All right. Any questions? None at all. All right. I'll leave it to you, Jan.
Yeah. I think we do need those pictures, and we'll try and get it for the next time. I'll let you send it to him again.
I don't know if I'll be able to do it tonight, but by tomorrow for sure, I'll be able to do it. I have to go down to my computer downstairs. I have it on there, not up here.
Okay.
And then I have to upload it. I'll give it to Jan. I'll give you an email again, and it'll be an attachment on an email.
Okay.
And you'll see that that's there. Okay? That's the way I'll resolve that problem. Then everybody, I think it'll be very clear to everybody. I'm passing it on to you, Jen.
Yeah.
Jan, are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and email it.
Okay, I'll do that. So, I covered what I had to cover. I guess for next week when I cover ozone, the beginning of that, I'll pick up when people have a copy of this, if they have any questions, I can answer that.
Yeah.
And then I'll get into the ozone.
If you want me to post something for next week, please get it to me before 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm going to get it to you. I'm going to get it to you before next week. I did the other one a few weeks back. I don't know why you didn't get it. Well, there's no guarantee with email that people get it. It depends where it goes through. Things could be lost. I know at work, I had the important emails being sent to me. I didn't get them. And likewise, they didn't get it from me. And it could be a server where it's going through. I don't know. All right. I'll send it again. You'll probably get it by tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
I have to do some things first. Then I have to go downstairs to the computer I have downstairs where I scanned it in the scanner. And then,
I've got a 50-some page document I'm working on, so don't rush it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I got it to you, but you can have it uploaded at any time after I send it to you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Alrighty. I'll get something in the meantime during the weekend. I'll get something together on the ozone. I'll have to write it down. So, you know, I know it in my head. But I have to write something down, basic stuff and whatever, people understand. Ready? That's it.
Okay. I posted the Earth Glows. It's on the website now if anybody wants to go look at it. Under the Natural Healing page. So if there's no more questions...
Let me ask, is Kim Ziana, is she on here tonight or not?
No, she's not on tonight.
All right. Recall. She definitely could use this.
Okay.
Yeah. He's good with helping people who have cancer and, you know, other diseases. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes he'll even reduce the price even though it's low already. Or, you know, and try to help them with their conditions. So he's a decent person. Actually, I got some machines, prior machines that I was giving them specifications for, and I had a test. I was testing it, and also have a nurse practitioner who's a good friend of mine, and she was testing it on her patients, and she found it pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rife was right, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Even now, they have they're using frequencies for different things right now, even for, especially for cancer. They're not going to say, Rife, we got this from Rife. They can't do that. Unbelievable. He's turning over in his grave. That's for
yeah.
sure.
Yep. Okay. If there are no other questions, I'm going to shut down and take the video or audio off, and then we'll be back up shortly for the discussion call at 9 o'clock. Thank you all for coming. Come back next week and learn about ozone.
And thank
okay.
you, Harold. We appreciate you.
Okay. All right. So look forward to getting the traditional response testing, that manual. You'll have it before next Thursday.
Yeah.
Way before. I'm going to do it by tomorrow. Okay? And then whenever Jan gets a chance, because she's busy, then he'll just upload it, and you'll have it. You can all share it.
Right.
All right. Everybody, you have the best of health, and I'll see you next week, and everybody be well. God bless.
Yep. Bye-bye.